Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:07 in the afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and today my very special guest, the one and only Bo Bowman, who is just so involved in things in our community and in retirement and still so involved. Kudos to you, Bo Bowman.
Well, thanks, Ann. I guess I don't think of it that way or much, but thanks.
Well, it's good that that there are people out there like you who get involved in our community and try to make our community better.
Well, when you love what you're doing, like I love flying, and can use that to get out in the community to help other people, that makes it really special for me.
Sure. And when you came here to Greenwood, you did all this research about
the airport
and everything. It used to be in a much different place than it is today.
Oh, yeah. The airport we have now is really our third municipal airport. And I had noticed that nobody had done anything with regard to digging up the history on airports, so I took it upon myself and learned a lot, and a lot of interesting things. And I do want people to be aware that I am very willing to go to their facility or whatever and give my presentation. And every place I've done it, people are very interested and found out a lot of things that they didn't know.
That's right. Like, let's see, where was the airport out there? Let's see, where has it been?
It started just a little bit off of Montague, around about where the former Wendy's was, or M&M Tire now, and it stretched back perpendicular to Montague, back towards the old Northside Middle School. There was a runway there, and that was the first one.
When was that?
1929.
You're the crash. Okay, great.
Yeah. And then in the late 30s, it changed and went over to Chinkapin. It was right off Chinkapin Roads. They had a two-runway, grass runway strip out there that became the municipal airport. And then after World War II, the United States government gave the Army Air Corps field, which was called the Coronaca Army Airfield, they gave that to the county, and that became our local Greenwood County Airport.
You know, one of the things that I think is great, they had the air show out there again this year. Was another fantastic success.
Oh, yes. I think it's wonderful what Rossi Corwin and others and Stan have done to make that thing grow here in Greenwood. That's just what we've needed at the airport, is to get some publicity, get people to know about it, and just promote the airport. And I was very sorry that I could not be there for it this year, because that happens to be the first day of a timeshare we have that we use every year for vacation. And I had to leave it, and I didn't like that, but maybe next year I'll stay around for an extra day.
Sure. Well, I mean, I know it was fantastic, and, you know, I think they're always talking about bigger and more better, and they certainly have accomplished that so far.
Oh, the growth just in 1 year has been incredible.
And aren't they going ahead? They're going to resurface a runway or something? Aren't they getting ready to do that?
Yes, we, again, Rossi's worked hard to get a grant from the federal government that pays, I believe it's 90% in the state, and the county pay 5% each. I think that's the numbers. It could be 80-10-10, but whatever, it's a good deal, and we're getting a lot of money from the federal government to resurface the main runway that we use and resurface it with concrete rather than asphalt, and that's very good.
What will that mean to the runway as far as people that fly?
Well, it's going to be the same length. It'll take the same airplanes, but I think some corporate traffic and bigger airplanes will be more attracted to using that field now. It doesn't increase the capabilities, because the length, I believe, is staying the same, but it'll just be, it needed done. There was cracks have formed and had to be patched on the current runway, and it'll be all concrete, brand new, and it'll just be a good thing for Greenwood County. And meanwhile, of course, they're going to shut that down for 2 months, so they're going to resurface one of the other two runways that used to exist. They're going to do a milder resurfacing of that for the locals, for people like me and others to use, so we don't have to stop flying. And one other thing they're doing is they're waiting. Rossi was very sensitive to the Young Eagles program, as you know, that we do, those of us in our EAA chapter out at the airport, we do that every fall now, and it's on September 20th. So if you'll notice, they waited until September 22nd to start the recovering of the new runway. So they're going to let us get our Young Eagles flying.
Now, the Young Eagles means that you'll take kids up in the air in a plane ride for a short period of time.
We go up to the north end of the lake where the rivers come together. We fly down the lake and turn in over Fuji and then come in over town, go towards the hospital in that direction and circle the town or go loop around the town and back to the airport. And that whole process takes 15 to 20 minutes. So the kids get a very nice, scenic, free ride.
Free ride.
Yep.
Free ride. That's a good word there. Free
rides.
That's right. And in fact, what ages do we do that for?
8 to 17.
8 to 17. And
they get a certificate for the flight. It's a big national program. They get the name on the world's largest logbook. And, of course, us pilots get to rack up more riders. And the more you get, the more you want to get. So I'm up to 257 kids right now.
Wow.
So I'm leading our chapter.
How long have you been doing
that? Oh, let's see.
There
was a chapter that did it in Pennsylvania, and I used to take a lot of kids for rides, but that was 13 years ago. But I didn't really join and start counting them until I moved here about 13 years ago and joined the chapter here. So, yeah, I've flown for 257 kids since we've moved here 13 years ago.
Wow. You know, what is the biggest thing that you hear from the kids?
Well, these days, the word awesome.
Awesome.
I took two kids today. We didn't count them as young eagles because one was too young. They were the grandkids of a neighbor of ours. Took them up, and the first word out of the first kid's mouth as we left the ground, got about 100 feet off the ground, was, "This is awesome."
That's great. That is really great.
Yeah, I love it. And when you get there, it was their first ride, and when you can give kids their first airplane ride, I think they'll remember you forever because it just, you know, I know I remember who gave me my first ride. I remember when it was and who was with me, and I got hooked on flying that day, and that's just something you never forget, and I'm just glad to be part of that in a lot of kids' lives.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Bo Bowman. We're actually going to talk, we'll talk about some other things too because Bo's a real interesting guy out here, but we're also going to be talking about Mercy Flight Southeast. That's right. So I want you to stay right with us. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Bo Bowman this afternoon. We're going to be talking about Mercy Flights. That's right, Mercy Flights. It's an organization that flies those in need to places they need to go. Bo, how about tell us a little bit about Mercy Flights?
Mercy Flight is very much like the Angel Flight organization that I used to work with. And Mercy Flight transports people that need medical treatments. And we provide this service free. And it's a service for people that, for some reason or another, this presents a hardship for them to travel long distances, whether it's financial or whatever. We provide the transportation free to get them there and get them back. And it's the same mission as Angel Flight. Mercy Flight does the same thing. In fact, that's why we're called Mercy Flight, because Angel Flight also covers this area, and we don't want there to be confusion between the two organizations. So I have decided to fly for Mercy Flight now, and I like the organization very much. And they do cover the states of, they're headquartered in Florida, whereas Angel Flight's headquartered in Atlanta. Mercy Flight is headquartered in Florida. And we cover Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, and even there's some pilots that will provide transportation to Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and the Bahamas.
Wow.
So they cover a pretty good area.
I need to go to the Bahamas for a medical procedure.
Yeah, you do have bronchitis now.
Yeah,
so,
I do. So maybe that's
sure
a good idea.
I'm sure the Virgin Islands would help you there.
Probably, probably. But, you know, it's very interesting, not to compare the organizations, but Mercy Flights and Angel Flights do an awesome job of taking care of people that need to get to places who, when a doctor says you could be helped by this procedure, But they don't have the money or the means to get to these places.
Absolutely. You summarized it better than I did. That's very good.
So when it comes to doing this, now you can even put together a flight that goes to Connecticut. It could go to New York. It could go to any of the hospitals where the type of treatment that they need is available.
Yes, that takes a lot more coordination the further they have to go, and of course the more difficult it is to arrange the further they have to go. But let me back up. Mercy Flight belongs to an overall network called the Air Charity Network. And there's about, let's see, 6 or 7 organizations like ours that work together. They talk to one another daily, and if somebody needs to go further than the region that we cover, we can work with them to get pilots, and then there'll be a succession of flights where pilots are meeting planes. The whole thing has to be coordinated, but we can get someone theoretically anywhere in the country. But the further it is, the more difficult, and we need more time to arrange it.
Well, and you know, one of the things that you really can't say enough about is the pilots that volunteer their time, and I get their planes,
yes,
and fuel.
Yes,
yes.
The fuel, and fuel, most people don't know this, but fuel's only about 40% of the cost of owning and operating an airplane. So even if somebody shares the fuel cost with you, there's still quite an outlay because you're putting hours in your airplane, and that's going to work up to an overhaul someday and more repairs. So it's costly to run an airplane, but the pilots, all of them, love to fly. And when you can fly and help people at the same time, well, you know, that it doesn't get much better than that. So they do donate a lot.
Yes, they do. And you know, they'll take you there and they'll get you back, which
oh,
is
yes,
another part of this, too.
That's right. That's another mission. They're separate missions. The mission is to get them there, but part of that, we always plan to get them back. So we also ask the patients to have a plan B. We know it's an important thing to get wherever they need to go. So if it's that important, they should have a plan B to get there after making all these arrangements for surgery or exams or whatever. And because bad weather, thunderstorms, for example, can call off the mission flying, and then they have to go to plan B, whether that's a bus or a commercial airline ticket or something like that. But plan A is what we do, and we ask them to have a plan B.
Now, of course, one of the things about it, though, is that people need to be ambulatory, correct? They have to be able to get on and off the plane.
Yeah, we like to stay stable and ambulatory to be able to get on and off the airplane. And there have been people that you've had to help, you know, give them, hold one of their arms and help them up onto the wing,
sure,
and in the airplane. But basically, they have to be stable and ambulatory and not require any medication or attention during the flight. Doesn't mean they can't have oxygen if part of their condition is one of those portable oxygen tanks, but they basically have to be able to take an airplane ride.
Sure. And, you know, this is great, too, for children that need to get to special
places. Oh, yes,
places.
It's for children as well as adults. And they also do flights for compassionate reasons. If people have a family member that's in bad shape and they have to get there, we'll do compassion missions also. And we transport a lot of veterans.
You know, one of the things, though, I would think if somebody was listening out there saying, oh, I need to go here, you have to get a doctor that says, that gives a
yes,
reason why this is a good thing for them, right?
Yes, right. It's not just a transportation service.
It's not a free transportation service to wherever you want to go.
That's true. And the needs do have to be certified by a doctor, and the organization takes care of helping facilitate that to get the paperwork back and forth between the doctors and Mercy Flight. And to get that has to be done before the mission is approved and before the pilots are contacted.
Sure. So how long have you been flying for Mercy Flights now?
I've only been flying for Mercy Flight since September, whatever that comes out to be is when I joined them.
Well, it would be like 10 months,
them.
I guess. 10 months,
yeah. That's about 10 months, yeah. When you're on a radio, it's hard to, you know, do the math real fast.
Do the math real fast, yeah.
But anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Well, this is almost August. Okay, there you go.
9 or 10 months, yeah.
So How many missions have you been flying, Bo? Because, you know, we used to have the Angel Flight organization right here, but of course Mercy Flights is out of Florida. In fact, Angel Flights has gone back to Atlanta.
Yeah, well, they always were in Atlanta. That's where their headquarters are.
Right.
And I was I opened
an satellite office.
I had a satellite office here at the airport, but when I resigned from that job, the office went away. But that really doesn't have anything to do with the number of missions I might fly. I just volunteer for missions regardless of where it's headquartered. And I will say that there's so far has not been quite as many missions up this way than there was back when I was flying for the Atlanta organization. But it's growing, and that's part of what I'm want to do is to increase the awareness of Mercy Flight here. And I'm not saying anything bad at all about Angel Flight. Both organizations will work hard to get people where they need to go. And I'm going to try to promote Mercy Flight because that's who I fly for now.
But you're not going to make it a full-time job, right, Bo?
I'm not going to make it a full-time job this time. And my wife, she's out there listening. She'll be happy about
she'll
that.
She'll be happy. And she heard it right here on the radio. There you go.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's pretty exciting. And, of course, you know, you were actually honored by Channel 7.
Yes, I was. That was early last year, I believe. I got the Caring for Carolina award that Jack Roper does for Channel 7 out of Greenville. And I was very honored to receive that. It was just a wonderful experience when you do get recognized like that. The lady that worked for me at the time in the office for Angel Flight was the one that nominated me, unbeknownst to me. And I did get it for the month of March last year, I believe.
That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty neat. Yeah.
They came down here and
they came down here and then they put her on the air later that day, and that was just a great experience.
You know, but it's because of the things that you do, Bo, and because you're part of the community.
Well,
community cares. Yes, there you go.
Angel Flight was a big part of it, but also I do a lot of work at our church, and they emphasize that also, and the other things I do around town, helping with the food bank and the soup kitchen and stuff like that. So, yeah.
You know, actually, when you look at our community, we're pretty fortunate to have retirees coming down here, whether you're volunteering at all the different places or becoming docents at Lander. There certainly is a lot to be involved in. And I must say, I think that so many volunteers have come to us, have not lived in this area. They're not part of this, but they jump in and make the community theirs.
Well, yeah, and Greenwood, just a great area that kind of makes you want to do those things. Greenwood is a very giving community. We've never lived in a community quite like this where people are out there helping people everywhere, and you want to become part of it. And it was not hard to want to do these things because it just seemed like the thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of nice people. Greenwood's a great, great city.
It is. And it's growing.
Yes, it is. And that's
right.
Good.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I thought when we got batteries and bulbs, we really have to have, because I wouldn't think they would come to this area. So that tells you something right there.
That's right.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk more about Mercy Flights. We're also going to talk a little bit. He's getting ready to go to Scotland and Ireland for a little trip here.
Not in my airplane, though.
You're not flying in your airplane?
No.
You're going commercial?
I'd run out of fuel long before I got there.
You know, I happen to make, you know, I used to love to fly commercial. I mean, I just love to fly. Used to. I used to think that there was nothing better when you had people that got on planes and they were, I want to say, dress nice, you know, and they didn't bring their own food on the plane and all this kind of stuff. Now I'm like, I don't care to do it anymore. It's just not. You used to really feel, I used to think I could come up with some of the best ideas when I was flying, you know, and enjoying the flight. And everything. Yeah.
Oh, I still love it myself. I'm looking forward to the commercial flight over there.
Okay.
I love to be in the air.
Okay. Well, you're going to be in the air with a whole lot of other people,
too. For a long time.
You're right. Hey, I tell you what, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Bo Bowman. Hey, if you got a question for Bo, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I'm Ann Eller. Time for the news. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafé cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafé mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon. How you doing? Boy, you know what? That's a hot wind out there this afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's hot, and the velocity of the wind's getting up there, too. The trees in our yard were blowing all over the place today.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just, when you walk outside, I was outside with Gracie today, and it was, the wind was like hot whooshing across there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everything's hot.
Yeah. It's not a cool wind. It's a hot wind.
Hot wind, yep.
Yeah. So, you been flying on any good trips or doing anything exciting? Other than, I know you've been doing Mercy flights, but you been doing anything fun for yourself?
Personally, well, mostly lately it's been, we've gone up to Maryland for a few visits. We're going to fly up to Virginia this week on Wednesday to my wife's sister's, where we're going to stay overnight and then catch a plane to Scotland up from Dulles Airport in in Virginia. So we're about to embark on a long trip, and part of that will be flying up to Virginia in my airplane. And earlier today, I took a couple kids up, like I told you.
Right.
And I do a lot of that sort of thing. Fly over to Atlanta to visit my own grandkids quite often. And being from Maryland, we have quite a few trips up into that area for one reason or another.
Sure. Well, you know, how long does it take to get to Atlanta from here when you're flying?
An hour, roughly. An hour? Maybe an hour and 5 minutes. It depends on wind when you're flying. So.
Well, that just takes you a bit. That's a one-day trip then, because you can go in the morning and come
back
at night if
you want. Oh, yeah. We've done that, going on over there and met them for dinner and come back. But usually we make it worthwhile and stay a night or two and then fly back.
Sure.
If we have to drive, the weather's terrible, which doesn't happen often, we'll drive, and that takes about 3 hours. But we're very spoiled. Whenever we have to drive for 3 hours rather than fly for an hour, I think we're spoiled, yeah.
So, now, the airport out there has quite a few people that are renting spaces out there now.
The hangars are full, and I forget how many hangars we have, 40, 50. But the hangars are full. I think there's a short waiting list.
Short waiting list. Boy, that was a couple of years ago. That wasn't true.
No, I don't think it was. But and they're very nice hangars, and they're very reasonably priced compared to other airports around, and they're most of them are in good condition. There's some older hangars that have been there for years and years, and they've been kept up, but they're older hangars.
Now, one of the things that you belong to, isn't that the EAA, where you all go when you fly into different airports and meet other people and do fly-ins?
Yes, well, the EAA started way back when. I think it was in the 40s or something. It stands for Experimental Aviation Association. And today that's, you know, it is experimental airplanes. There's a lot of home builds out there, planes built out of composite fibers and that sort of thing. But it was started solely as people building their own airplanes, and that's the experimental category. They're licensed under that. But it now involves all airplanes. I mean, if you belong to an EAA chapter, you don't have to have an experimental airplane. You can have a Piper like I do. And then they sponsor fly-ins all over the country, like the huge one out of Oshkosh. They used to own the one down at Sun and Fun in Florida, but somebody bought them out, and that still goes on, but it's not EAA. And then they sponsor the Young Eagles, the kids flying, and that's in all kinds of airplanes. And it's become just a big flying organization that promotes aviation, especially with the youth in our country.
You know, one of the things that I think is real interesting, you know, we're getting real close, Bo, to getting somebody up there at the space station.
Yeah,
we're going to be doing commercial flights on the space station.
I hear about that.
And what do you think about that, Bo?
I think it's bound to happen one of these days.
Would you want to do it?
Well, I may have when I was younger. I don't know. You know, I don't want to say I'm getting old. I still feel real young. But and my wife probably wouldn't let me, so I'm not going to say I would.
You'd have to get a signed thing by your wife.
Yeah, just like we have to have the parents sign for Young Eagles, my wife would have to sign the form.
Your guardian.
But, boy, that would be a tempting thing. Yeah.
That would be tempting, yeah. I just got more life insurance. Okay, go ahead and go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, those are some of the things that I think is exciting about space travel, is the fact that we may actually get there someday soon.
That's right.
I mean,
That's exciting.
They're looking at Mars, right?
We're starting to look at Mars now, and a lot will depend on how much funding the government puts towards developing that. You know, back in the
let's keep the government out of this.
Yeah.
Don't
get me going there.
Yeah. Right. But I think like Richard Branson and what he's doing.
Oh, yes. We got some private parties that are willing to put a lot into that. Yeah. Yes. Thank goodness. Yeah.
I think that
and that's
that
all
may be
good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be coming up before you know it. But Mercy Flights, what is somebody to do if they're listening to this show and they're saying, you know, my doctor said if I could get to Houston, they had some. And every hospital and every area concentrates on different things. We all like to think that our hospitals can be a one-stop shop. But there are treatments and things that can happen at other hospitals where they either have done experimental and now they've become
the best in
the area.
Yeah, some of those areas are like Baltimore with Johns Hopkins. I know there's the, I can't remember it right now, up in New York, the cancer center up there. There's the MD Anderson in Houston. There's the Augusta Burn Center, which is real close to here. The Angel Flight Organization does a lot of missions to there. But you're right. There are centers that specialize in certain types of conditions.
And so if you can get yourself to that. But what if somebody, a doctor, has said, you know, we can do the best we can for you here, but if you could get to, you would be better off. How does one go about getting a Mercy Flight?
Well, let me first give you the toll-free number for Mercy Flight headquarters, and that would be 888-744-8263. But I'd also like to give you my telephone number, which is 864-992-8998. Those last four digits happen to be my airplane number also, of course.
Okay.
But if anyone has a need like this, I will be glad to facilitate them getting in contact with the right people at Mercy Flight, and we'll get you set up. And I would also be involved probably in trying to find a pilot up this way to help them. And we could use more missions up this way with Mercy Flight.
Sure. So all you really have to do is either contact Bo at 864-992-8998, or you can call their, is that a toll-free number?
Yes, it is.
888-888-744-8263, or they even have a website you can go to, mercyflightse.org. That's mercyflightse.org. So these would be the ways to facilitate, and if you know somebody that's been told that it would be good, maybe they're not listening, but somebody else that knows, that would be exciting. I remember when you were doing angel flights, there was a guy who had gone for multiple treatments to another area, and Angel Flight facilitated all of those.
Yes, we have a lady here in town, Brenda White, who quite often goes to Mississippi with a serious stomach condition, and Angel Flight has taken her there many, many times, and you quite often get into repeat situations. There was one patient that we flew up to 20 times, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be just a one-time deal. It can be
whenever you're needed. It doesn't matter how many times. There's no limit.
And do you have to turn in your economic situation or why you're in need of this?
You may discuss it generally, but
you don't have to.
We can sense by talking to people if the need is real. Like you said before, we just don't take people to fly somewhere, and you do have to be. Your need has to be approved and certified by your doctor. But we can tell when it's a real need, and I have yet to feel that anybody has taken advantage of the situation.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Bo Bowman. He flies for Mercy Flights now. It's a little less stressful job. He's enjoying himself more, and he's spending more time with your wife, right?
That's right.
That's
a good thing.
And that's a good thing, said Martha Stewart. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Don't you? Go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know lay away every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. You know, we're talking about Mercy Flights today, and we're talking about Bo Bowman. And good guy, getting ready. When are you leaving? Wednesday to go to Scotland and Ireland?
Yes, Wednesday we'll fly up to Virginia, and then the next day start catching our planes.
That's right. Now, your wife is originally from Scotland.
Well,
not her family.
Her ancestors, her great-grandparents are from Scotland, and she and her sister have always thought it would be neat to go over there and at least see the countryside where they came from around Edinburgh. Not going to do any genealogy digging or anything like that because we'll be with a tour, but it'll be nice just to be there. And so they're finally getting to do this. It's sort of a bucket list item, I guess. But
there you go. Another one off the bucket list here. That's cool. That'll be great. I mean, great time to be over there. At least it's some of the warmest time, right?
Well, yeah, but it's still only my wife had me print out the Weather Channel weather for the next 10 days, and it's mostly high 60s and then down in the 40s or 50s at night, so it's chillier than here. So
that's right.
We're actually looking a little bit forward to that, but yeah. we're having to adjust our packing accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. And take an extra suitcase to bring back an empty suitcase so you can bring stuff back now.
Uh-oh, now you had to go and say that, didn't you?
I did. I hope she's listening. There you go. Just a little tip.
I'm sure she is.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, one of the other things that they do with Mercy Flights is they do they take transplant stuff from one place to another.
They've been asked to transport organs and blood.
Yes.
I know Angel Flight did. No, I haven't been involved with any of that with Mercy Flight, but as far as I know, we transport organs and blood and that sort of thing.
Wow. So that's pretty tricky
transport people that need to have transplants and take them to the hospital on a quick basis when they need to get there. So,
you know, that can be very touch and go, and, you know, you may have to go, what, in the middle of the night or something? I mean, you never know. I mean, you may not have,
I have not done that, but that's the way something like that would work when they do have a donor. They got to move quick. So, I haven't been involved with any of those. I know we did them in Angel Flight, and I'm pretty certain Mercy Flight does those also.
Sure. So if you need some assistance in getting to a place where your quality of life could be better because you could get a treatment that maybe isn't available in our area, or maybe you could see a top-notch specialist that can really help with your diagnosis, you know, the more we can get to the places where they specialize in special things that are needed, the better off we are. But quite often, people can't get to these other locations. And that's where an organization like Mercy
Flights. That's the niche that we fill.
That's
absolutely right. I digress a little bit here, but I wanted to mention the headquarters for Mercy Flight is in Florida. And they are quite an efficient organization. I've been very impressed since I've been with them. And they have an executive director of Mercy Flight down there, Steve Perello. And Kathy Grange is the person that does the mission coordination. And that's basically, with a bunch of volunteers, that's basically their staff.
For the region that we mentioned before, the Southeast, that we cover.
And they get an awfully lot done for such a small staff. And one thing I wanted to point out too, you hear of air traffic controllers, ATC.
Right.
Well, down there they call it the care traffic controller. She's the CTC, the care traffic controller. So
where in Florida are they at?
They're in Leesburg, Florida, which is not far from the Villages. It's not far from Orlando. It's down in
Leesburg for a while.
Oh, did you? What's the lake that's there? I was trying to remember that, and I can't either.
But we lived right up the street there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were right there in Leesburg.
That's
for a while.
Where they're headquartered. They have their own little building at Leesburg, which I hope to visit later this year when I'm visiting my cousin that lives in the Villages.
Going down there for a little good time, huh, Bo?
Yep. And one more thing I wanted to mention, if we have time, is you were talking about Greenwood and all the. It's or I was too, about Greenwood being a giving community. Had a very good friend here in town, Bob Cook. A lot of people out there probably know Bob. He recently retired from Ascend Materials, you know, previously Monsanto and a bunch of other names. But he retired. One of the things he's always wanted to do is walk the Appalachian Trail. So he set off in April to walk the entire trail by August. And the first few days on the hike, he said, I ought to be doing this for a cause. So he called me on his cell phone when he finally got some good reception, and he called his wife, and we all got together on it, and he decided he wanted to hike for Mercy Flight.
Wow.
At so much per mile. He wanted people to pledge. So we set about getting about 30 pledges, and so every mile he walked, he was getting donations.
Sure.
For Mercy Flight. And unfortunately, about halfway through, a little short of halfway through, he came up with a medical condition that required him to go back to a road where he had just crossed, call 911, and they came and got him and took him for emergency surgery in Hagerstown, Maryland. So the hike ended there.
Wow.
But I would like, and he, I think he's a little bit crazy, but he's getting stronger quickly, and he's good at next year. He says he's going to do the second half. So,
well, how much money did he raise?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. In spite of the fact that he had to quit halfway through, we got a little more than half of what was pledged for that mileage, because a lot of several people wanted to donate the full amount that they had pledged had he finished the hike.
Wow.
So we raised over $4,000 for Mercy Flight for his hike. So, I mean, that's another example of people in Greenwood that want to do something to help people. There he was hiking and thought, I'd ought to be doing this to help somebody. So
wow.
I just wanted to mention that.
Well, you know, $4,000 is not a small amount of money.
Oh, no,
days.
And that'll go a long ways with an organization like Mercy Flight. They do have their staff members, the two staff members down there to pay,
right,
and things like that, but they have materials to get. They have, the most important job is coordinating the missions. Without
sure.
that lady, we couldn't be flying them. So
getting pilots all lined up to handle
right.
this, particularly when it's multi pilots doing multi, you know, doing
multi legs.
Multi legs, yes.
Yeah, we call them legs. Yeah, a lot of the missions have three legs, and unfortunately, if one of the legs can't be filled, then the mission's off. So it's very important to get out there and get the pilots, yeah.
Sure. And then, of course, you got to get them back.
That's
Once
right.
you get them there, you've got to get
them
back. Yeah,
if it's three legs one way, it's three legs the other way. So that's six legs she has to fill.
Sure.
So, and that's not an easy job.
Yeah. I understand that you had a special emergency trip that you made down to Myrtle Beach to bring back a celeb back
up yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Am I supposed to mention the celeb's
sure,
name? But Jack Roper on Channel 7.
Right.
I've helped him twice, but one of the times he developed a kidney stone while he was down at Myrtle Beach, and he knows I fly, and he knows what I do. And we've become friends because he's had me on his show for Angel Flight a couple
sure.
times, and he didn't feel shy calling me and saying could I get him back, that he couldn't drive, but he wanted to get back to Spartanburg to his home and
sure.
go to his home doctor. And he was in pain. So I hustled down there with my airplane, picked he and his wife up, and actually somebody drove his wife home. I'm sorry. He and a person he had called from Spartanburg that I picked up in Spartanburg took with me just to have somebody with him on
sure.
the way back. And I took those two back to Spartanburg. So, yeah, that was my
that's
own
a
little...
Mercy Flight.
That was my own mini Mercy Flight.
But, yeah, that's pretty awesome, Bo. I tell you what, you know, when people get involved with other people, lots of good things can happen.
That's right. And I've met a lot of nice people doing this kind of work.
Yeah, sure. So this is terrific. The name of the organization, Mercy Flight Southeast. They are a nationwide organization, though, correct?
Well, they're nationwide in the sense, yeah, Air Charity Network is nationwide, and we're a part of that.
Sure. And they've been for more than 25 years.
Yes.
So they must have this down to a science.
Yes, they gets better all the time and bigger.
That does. All right. Well, when you get ready, when Bob gets ready to walk the second half, we'll have to have you back on so we can
Sounds
help get other
me.
People pledging and seeing how much money we can raise.
Do it on a fast basis like that. We had to confine it pretty much to Bob and I go to the same church, so we did it within the church and our own friends and a couple Mercy Flight pilots here, and two of my friends have signed up for Mercy Flight, so we had a limited audience for
sure.
Getting it started, but next year that would be great. I'll accept your offer.
Okay, I figured you might. Hey, I tell you what, I am here with Bo Bowman. Hey, listen, I sure hope you have a great time in Scotland and Ireland, and thank you so much for coming on this afternoon, Bo.
Thank you so much, Ann. And speaking of people that do a lot for the community, Ann's right at the top of the list.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. We try. We try real hard. But we have been talking about Mercy Flights. If you have a need, if you know somebody else that has a need, you can either call Bo, although he's going to be gone as of Wednesday, but his number is 864-992-8998, or you can call their toll-free number. Gracie, hold on a second, 888-744-8263. Or you can go on their website, mercyflightse.org. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Bo, thanks again.
Thank you, Ann, so very much.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.